It's time for another Senior Spotlight here on You Are There Sports, and we're joined today by Charles Picard. Charles, welcome to the Senior Spotlight. Tell us a little bit about your family and the home life for Charles.
All right, so I basically moved here 6 years ago, and I moved in with my parents, who just moved here when my dad got a new job, and I have two sisters who are already graduated from college, and they now live in St. Cloud in South Dakota.
Okay, where are you originally from then, if you just moved 6 years ago?
I was born in Michigan, but I've been going to school in Southwest Minnesota.
Okay. Well, let's talk about your senior year. What have you found out that you maybe weren't expecting, being a senior and being kind of at the top of the totem pole, so to speak?
It's still very busy with all the activities going around and being involved in a ton of things.
Well, let's start there. What activities keeps Charles Picard busy?
Well, in the fall, I've got cross country and the musical, and that's always busy, especially when it's late November and getting into the musical.
And talk about cross country here. I know, boy, you were out there rain or shine, and that's a tough individual sport here. What attracted you to the sport of cross country?
One of the other runners came to me before ninth grade year and convinced me to join, and the team was really good, and we had a really good team spirit there, and it kept us together even when we didn't have our best meets.
What lessons do you think you learned or took from being a member of the cross country team?
Just do your best in everyone and try to support everyone around you there.
A lot of that is kind of a social aspect too. You see your teammates just kind of hanging around when it isn't race time for you too, isn't it? That's got to be kind of fun too.
Yeah, it's always funny, and when you're racing, it's always fun to see them out on the course cheering you on.
Right? Yeah, you realize if you don't have those blinders on, that you are getting a lot of support there. Well, the musical, you've been very involved in that. What musicals have you been a part of the cast of?
I've been involved in High School Musical, Shrek, Beauty and the Beast, and most recently, Addams Family.
Sure. Now, you had a pretty major role in Addams Family, didn't you?
Yeah.
Talk about that and just what all goes into preparing to take part in a musical production such as that.
Well, I was Uncle Fester in Addams Family, and that was probably the biggest role I've ever had, and it was very important that I had made sure that everything was memorized by studying every night and making sure I had everything down for songs.
Well, when you're in a musical, obviously you have to sing. How confident were you about your singing voice?
At the beginning, it was iffy on some of the higher notes, but by the end, it was definitely that I was confident in it.
As a young guy now, I knew the Addams Family, but did you have any idea who the Addams Family actually were, or that kind of the history behind what the Addams Family is all about?
I'd watched a few episodes before, but I definitely got to know it more by the time I got into the show, and definitely by performance time.
It's a lot of the work that goes into a production like that is so behind the scenes, because, you know, you're kind of isolated in the Performing Arts Center and there's not a lot of traffic through there. It's at night. And, you know, talk about how much work goes in and what does a nightly practice go through, and how does it go from basically zero at the start when you're doing the casting and such to the finished product when you're doing your final curtain calls?
Yeah, I mean, we have at least we normally have at least three practices a week for 2 hours after all other sports practices, so you're already tired by that, and then you still have to go to more. But it's always starting at ground zero and making sure that you get and getting the basic script before you get any even emotion into it.
Did you have your eyes kind of on the Uncle Fester part, or how does that get assigned to you? Do you try out for specific spots, or does Ms. Howland say, you know, you'd be a good Uncle Fester, or you'd be a good Morticia Addams, or how does that work? How does the casting part work in a production?
Well, this year we had a big major, everyone auditioned together, and it got to know how people acted together, and even going into the night, I didn't have my eye on a specific part, but by the end of the night, I really wanted Uncle Fester at the end.
That's got to be a big thrill to be up there. And are you able to see out, you know, with the stage lights and everything? Can you see the crowd at all, or how does that work, or how within the character are you? Do you not even really realize that there are a lot of people out there?
I mean, you realize it before the show, but once you're in the show, you can't really realize how many people are out there. So after the show, it's always nice to see that it's full out there.
Were there any big screw-ups or anything that you can tell us about that maybe we didn't notice?
There were a few times where we just flubbed lines, but we covered it well. So,
what else keeps you busy? What other interests do you have besides the musicals and the cross-country running? I know you're on the basketball team as well. Anything in the spring?
I'm also in baseball and also involved with BPA and Knowledge Bowl and extracurricular activities during the fall and winter and spring.
Okay. What do you do in BPA? Do you have a certain area in that?
This year I've been working mainly on spreadsheets for my competition area this year, as well as a few other math areas.
Charles Picard is our senior spotlight here. As far as classwork here at Piers Healy High School, do you have an enjoyable class that really kind of tests your abilities and what you might be able to expand on that as you leave Piers and go on to secondary school?
Yeah, I've been challenged by the math classes here, and including being able to go online and do other math classes, because this year I'm being able to go out and do calculus just so I have a base knowledge in it before I go into college.
What does the future hold for Charles Picard? As if anybody can say what their future is, but what do you hope your future, what areas do you look to go into?
I'm looking to go into meteorology, and
okay.
I've gotten narrowed down to either Iowa State, Kansas, or Missouri at this point.
What about meteorology? Kind of sparked your interest, and when did it hit you that this would be an interesting field?
Probably about middle school when there were storms in there, and I was always interested in keeping track of them and how they were progressing.
You don't get in the car and become a storm watcher when in the spring when there's a tornado watch or anything, do you?
Nah, parents don't let that.
Oh,
yet.
Okay. Well, any advice you'd give to younger students now as you've hit your senior year here at Piers? What would you tell a young Charles Picard here as the younger 7th, 8th, 9th graders get ready to begin their journey through Piers?
Even though it may seem like it's going to be a lot of activities, join as many as possible, because even though it does take up your time, it's worth it.
Charles, congratulations on a great great career here at Piers. I've enjoyed you in the musicals, in chorus, I know, in cross country. I've always appreciated your stick-to-itiveness in that, and good luck with your meteorology career if that's what you decide to further yourself in college. So good luck to you.
Thanks.
All right, Charles Picard is our senior spotlight here on You Are There Sports.